This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today I'm joined by my colleague Ami Robles, Communications Associate, who had a conversation with Tony Plack, muralist, community organizer, and co-founder of No Galería. Thank you for being with me today, Ami.
Hi, Janae. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. On behalf of No Galería, Tony applied for a Project Creosote grant and received the award, which we're really excited about. Can you tell us a little bit more about No Galería?
No Galería empezó un proyecto allá por el... El primer proyecto de los primeros fue el del jefe.
Yeah, well, no Tony said that No Galería started as a project, right? So the first project they had was called El Jefe, which was, they painted it like a jaguar. And so that started with another grant that Neftis, which is the main founder of No Galería, got. And with that, they started. They also painted a skate park with the money in Nogales, Arizona. And that was like back in 2018. Basically, No Galería was also co-founded by Tony. And he said that for him, that's like his biggest project. And No Galería means Nogales and Galería. I really love how when he said that.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Ami. So I also know that you spoke about his experiences as a student at the University of Sonora, and we learned that he participated in a foreign exchange program in Colombia. Can you tell us a little bit about how that experience changed his perception of public art and cultural power?
Pues fuimos de intercambio a Bogotá, Colombia, pues tuve la oportunidad
Tony said that he aplicar, pues, so he was at the University of Sonora, right? Pues, and he had the chance to apply for a student exchange, and he went to Bogotá, Colombia, so basically a capital of art. He said that he was ready to absorb everything he could, like artistically, architecturally, and he said that his mind was basically like a sponge. He was ready to absorb everything that was going on. And he was there for 6 months. He met great artists, great people from the street art field. And he said that they were very young, but they were already like masters of urban art or graffiti, basically public art. They knew everything. He said that he met a guy named Fabian, who is from Skinny Universal. And it's also he's also a young entrepreneur who has a brand of spray cans called Oster. So he's a big deal, right? And he said that all these great artists didn't put him aside. They actually invited him to be a part of their group. And he was very young. He was around 23 years old. So they were always taking him everywhere. They were traveling all around the place, meeting people. And he also mentioned that he lived near La Séptima, which is, but he said that that is a very important street there in Bogota. So that area was full of university cafes, bookstores, bar. It was funny because he said that it was basically hipster land. So he did that. He absorbed everything he learned, everything with the idea on his mind that if this type of art can be done here, it can also be done in my city, in my Sonora, in my Nogales. So after he returned from his trip to Bogota, so he went back to Hermosillo and Nogales, and he was ready to apply everything he saw there in Bogota and apply it in Sonora.
That's so great, Ami. Thank you for translating Tony's story. We appreciate you being on Artist Stories.
Thank you for having me. It was great having a conversation with Tony, and hopefully you'll be able to also listen to Tony's Artist Stories in Spanish.
Beautiful. Thanks, Ami. This has been Artist Stories. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.